guys, welcome to another day with Jesus. The Word of God is like a fresh spring that can direct your day and your life. Each day comes with new mercies and a new word. So here's a new word for you today.
Greetings to you in Jesus' precious name. Welcome to another day with Jesus. I know for a fact that God has brought you for a time like this. This time is very precious. We are in a revival season. We are in a revival time, and we are believing for God to rain down His presence, rain down His glory, rain down His grace in every area of our lives. There's a quickening in the seasons that are happening. There is a change in the seasons that are happening in every area of your life. Let me tell you this. Revival is all about understanding God's time. If you can understand this concept, you will be able to experience victory and success in every area of your life. When we understand how to move when God wants us to move, when we understand when to speak when God wants us to speak, if we understand when to use what weapons, what strategies, what dimensions, then we will always and always come out on top. You know, every time in the Old Testament when there was a battle and they would go to God saying, God, should we do this? God would say, no, don't do that. Why don't you do this? That might have worked last time. This time I want you to do something else, because this is the season. I'm changing the seasons in your life. Let me bring your attention to the scripture portion that Jesus read in Luke chapter 4. This is the beginning of His ministry. He is standing in front of the synagogue. He opens the scroll to the book of Isaiah, and he begins to declare this. He says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach and to teach and to rescue people. And he finishes it by saying in verse 19, Luke chapter 4 and verse 19, he says, he has anointed me to preach to the people that the time of the Lord's favor has come. One of Jesus' motto in his 3.5 years of ministry is to declare that the time of favor has come. The time of favor, other translations say it as the year of the Lord's favor, the year of favor, the year of Lord's favor, the year of the Lord is here. You know, Jesus declared that time open about 2000 years back. We are still in that time. We are still in that season of favor. But, you know, something happened in the hearts of people that were listening to what Jesus was teaching. You know, did things literally shift for everybody? No, not necessarily. But those who received it, something changed in their particular lives. It just shifted them from being ordinary people into world changers. It just shifted them from being victims to be victorious people. It shifted them from the ones who were conquered by the Roman government to the one who were more than conquerors now. Even though they didn't look victorious on the outside, they were walking in victory in every dimension of life. Why? Because they received this word that Jesus spoke over them, saying, the time of the Lord's favor has come. So let me be the voice of Jesus in your life today for you to understand this. Hey, you know what? Do you want a revival in your life? Then let me declare the voice of God in your life. The time of the Lord's favor has come. You know, you're listening to this at the beginning of February. Let me declare this over your February. Let me just speak this over the next 1 month, that this month is going to be a time of God's favor over your life. In everything that you do, in everything that you say, you are going to experience favor. You know, whatever jobs you're doing, whatever businesses you undertake, when you commit to spending more time with God in prayer, when you commit to something, to do something in your churches, to be available for some kind of ministry, some kind of service, serving in wherever area, whichever area, you are going to experience divine favor in that area. And you're going to see God on your life. You know the story of Joseph, right? That is how it feels to have God's favor on your side. The Bible says he was put into prison. He had favor there. He was in Potiphar's palace, Potiphar's house. He had favor there. He was in the royal palace under Pharaoh. He had favor there. He was in the ditch. He still had favor there. He was in his father's house. He had favor there. He was with his brothers. He still had favor there. Favor is not necessarily absence of problems. Favor is the presence of God, even in the midst of problems. Even in the midst of the lion's den, even in the midst of the fiery furnace, even in the midst of the persecution, even in the midst of the problems, even in the midst of the trials and the calamities and the wind and the rain, the sure footing that you are standing upon the rock, that your house is built upon the rock, that is what favor really is. And let me declare that over your life. There were many people who chose to ignore what Jesus said in Luke chapter 4 and verse 19. And there were many people who chose to just willingly, gladly receive it and say, yes, Lord, let that be for me. Let that happen in my home. Let that happen in my church. Let that happen in my city. And everybody that called upon the name of the Lord, they were saved. So let me, even as I declare this word over your life this morning, if you're willing to just say a yes and an amen, I want you to just go ahead and by faith tweet it out or just put it on your Facebook or put it upon your Instagram saying, hey, you know what? My time has come. I think this is the season of God's favor. I believe, not just that I think, I believe because God's word says so. I believe that this is the season of God's favor over my church, over my city, over my life, over my finances. And I'm not going to live as a defeated person anymore. I'm going to live victorious. Let me just pray that over you. Father God, every ear that are listening to me, every person reading this post this morning, let them experience in Jesus' mighty name an abundance, an increase in the favor levels that they experience from you. Everything around them, let it begin to shift and change this morning onwards according to the belief that they have. Even in the midst of trials, even in the midst of struggles, even in the midst of challenges, let them experience that you are right there, because your presence is all that we need to experience favor. If you are with us, then favor is our portion. And we love you. We surrender to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
May God bless and multiply the word you just received. We have plenty of resources for you to receive and be blessed by, especially the videos and audios of every sermon preached by Pastor Priji and Rashmi. Find all of them at pastorpriji.com.